Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business, providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30.
He's giving you a quack instead of a ring.
I know. 888-723-4630. Be quiet. We're hunting duck. 888-723-4630 is our number here.
I was told, okay, well, I'm going to read you something that's on our chat board. Okay? It says, I was told that PayPal is now issuing 1099s. Is that new, or am I just hearing about it because I have become more aware? You've become more aware.
Yeah, it's,
they've been doing that for a few years
now. About several years.
Yeah.
You're issued a 1099 if you have, there's certain criteria, and it's not just PayPal, it's any payment processor where you accept payments. So for PayPal, I believe the threshold was, and if it hasn't changed, it would still be
20,000
in processed payments coming in. For at least 100 transactions.
She said, my situation is that I rarely sell on eBay and I haven't sold a thing in over a year. And then I sold only 14 items and now my accountant is insisting that I incorporate and open company bank accounts and all sorts of extra work. I knew I was going to have to pay the tax on extra income, but it's a good thing. I asked my accountant before the end of the year I would have owed an extra $3,000, including an additional self-employment tax. I wonder if any other eBayers who don't sell much are not aware of this and are going to be surprised.
Well, I can't comment on your specific situation, but if you only sold 14 items last year, I can't see how your liability would be that big.
No.
Unless they were huge ticket items.
Jet airplanes.
Yeah. I mean, you only pay taxes on the amount of, that you can show was a profit. So after you've deducted your expenses for selling those items, there's a figure, and that's the figure that's determined on your tax as your income, and that's determines your how much you pay in tax, if anything. But I'm not your accountant. I don't know your business, so I can't give you specific advice.
And if you're telling us that you plan on you plan on becoming an entrepreneur and selling on eBay, then your CPA probably gave you good advice.
Right, if that's your goal. Incorporating, I guess he meant LLC.
That's or what, C-Corp. I have a C-Corp.
Yeah, but with 14 items in the last year, who's going to start
a corporation? Yeah, no. My corporation isn't for selling on eBay.
Yeah. So remember, your advice from your accountant is just that advice. But if you're planning to sell more, then it might be smart. But if you're not, if you only sold 14 items in all of last year, unless you're not going to get a 1099 from PayPal under the criteria. So when you report it, you're going to have to use your own bookkeeping records. You can, if you use PayPal as a payment processor, you'll know how much you took in. But we assume you've kept your books for last year. As a smart business person, even if you're selling just one item, got to keep records.
So actually, it isn't a 1099. It's called something else, isn't it?
No, it's like a 1099.
1099 something.
Like 1099 W or something.
Yeah, it's different than an outside contractor 1099.
Right. It's not. It's just meant to show that you processed payments. You accepted money in so much. And it's not an onus. Some people say, the only point where it's an onus is if you're making sales and you're not reporting, you're not paying income tax, you're not reporting these on income tax. Then it's an issue. Because what happens is PayPal's way of alerting you and the government that you took in $20,000 plus in payments. It's supposed to be helpful for you because all you have to do is file it with your taxes. As a verification. But the government already has it. If they've sent out a 1099, they have to send out one to the IRS and to you as the their client. So if you're doing business under the table, which that is your prerogative, I strongly advise against it. But if you are, then, you know, what can I say?
Living in a 55-plus neighborhood, I run into so many people who accepted payments under the table.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're in trouble now, Griff. Because if you accept payments under the table, you're not going to be paying into Social Security.
Right.
Which is, for a lot of people, the only thing they have for their retirement. So just remember that. Every time you do something under the table, you're cheating yourself in old age.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
And, you know, people sometimes pride themselves, and I've always stood off to the side, and I said, well, why are you boasting? For the rest of us who pay taxes, we think you're an abomination. Pay your taxes.
Please.
Play fair.
Yeah, you are going to be sorry later. Mm. Seriously. You know, a lot of nursing assistants, people who go in, and I know this because of my mother.
Yeah.
People go in and they've got these nursing degrees, 2 years, you know, nursing degrees or whatever. And they get called in to do private duty nursing for an elderly person. And the family wants to pay you under the table. You do 15, 20 years of this, 30 years of this, you have nothing.
Yeah.
When you get older. So please listen to me. I'm older than you.
Listen to mama.
Listen to mama.
Mama is smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Been there, done that, and I've seen so much of it. My mother also, in her earlier days, used to prepare taxes. Also, she's done a lot of things. And she used to do it for cash. She didn't realize. Give me cash.
Oh, that's ironic, right?
Pay me cash, yeah. That is ironic. So, Griff, how's Howie?
Howie's doing well. I can give you a little update.
Yes, please.
We are on the transplant list. Yay!
Well, yay!
It's been quite a journey getting there. But I had to shut off for a minute.
Okay.
Because the rules were changed recently, at least in California, about placement on the list. So it can take 5 to 9 years currently, depending on the hospital that you sign up with. But recently they changed the rules to where your time starts when you start dialysis, not when you're on the list. So he's been on dialysis almost 6 years. So he should move pretty quickly to the top of the list.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
We think this year could be it. That would be...
So when people have a kidney transplant?
Yeah.
Are they able to then go off of dialysis?
Yeah, they can. They do. That's the whole point. But you have to monitor it. Some kidneys fail shortly afterwards. So you kind of want to keep... You don't give up everything right away, like the home dialysis machine. You want to kind of keep it as a contingent in case that happens. But we're hopeful.
Well, I'm so happy. Please keep us informed.
Yeah.
We love Howie.
All of us do. Well, I know. I mean, everyone loves Howie.
I know. Does that ever bother you?
Bother me? Absolutely not.
Everybody loves Raymond.
It's like I made the right choice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
No, it doesn't bother me.
No. Because people always say to me, John is such a nice man.
He is.
And to me, it's like saying, and you're such a bitch.
the unspoken part?
He's such a nice... Yeah.
How did he end up with you?
And I always say to myself, I say, yeah, they don't have to live with him, you know. But no.
Oh,
everybody thinks John is just so
That's wonderful. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to find Griff's newsletter with the secret words, so then when you hear the duck quack, you might win a gift, a prize.
A prize.
If you want to find Griff's newsletter with the secret words, you go to ebayradio.com and click on the second discussion post thread.
Why has anyone told me about this?
It has the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's newsletter containing today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe and receive it twice a week right in your very own inbox. And for those of you who have sent in to get on Lee's list, we always put you on Griff's list, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
At the same time. We do. So, Griff, you have not listed much lately?
I haven't listed anything. Mm-hmm. I made a few sales over the holidays, and I had a very interesting situation. And at first I was going to play this differently, but I don't think I will. I was going to do it like a Paul Harvey story.
Now for the rest of the story.
So I sold a pair of European-style Timberland boots back on October 5th. They were in flawless condition. They looked like they had never been worn. And so I shipped them out. Never heard anything. Just, you know, forgot about them, actually. And then 2 weeks ago, I got a note from somebody saying, I bought these shoes from you, and they fell apart the first time I just put them on. They fell apart, and I'm really unhappy. I'm going to tell everyone not to buy from you ever again. So I emailed him back, and I said, well, tell me what happened. He said it was about a week or so ago. I put them on. I hadn't worn them. They looked nice, and they fell apart. I said, well, can you show me? He said, no, I threw them away.
Oh.
Okay. It's October 5th, November 5th, December 5th. It's almost 3 months. It's 2.5 months.
So what did you do at that point?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to guess.
Okay.
And then we come back, we'll talk more about it.
Okay.
So what would you have done is the question. You're under no obligation to return.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. I want to hear what other people would have done before you tell us what you did.
Yeah.
Okay. So the story is, you sent these shoes out. You said they were perfect when they went out. They looked like they had never been worn. They were so good and clean and everything. And I know how you clean everything with...
I didn't have to clean these. They were that good.
They were that good. Okay, so the guy says, yeah, they fell apart. I threw them away. What would you as a seller do? 888-723-4630.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the community since 1999. Dial us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. At La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 395.
Negative feedback happens. How do you deal with it? John Colderice Lawson is the founder and CEO of Colderice Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this tip.
What you want to realize is that you are not having a private conversation. You're having a conversation in a crowded room of possible customers. Respond for them, not for the angry customer. It's an opportunity for you to solidify how great your customer service is, how much you stand behind a product, and how you take care of customers when there is an issue.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Why don't you tell us about your holiday sales? Or you can ask us anything about eBay or your listings or any question you might have. That number is 888-723-4630, and we'd love to hear from you.
So on page 16 of the stuff we sent you over, it's kind of a fun thing. It's 15 most expensive items.
Oh, in 2016.
Yeah. It was Carrie Ramirez at ebayinc.com.
Yeah.
We poured through eBay data to highlight a collection of the most expensive items sold in 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
With more than a billion listings, eBay helps its shoppers find the perfect items, everything from brand new to vintage to one of a kind. So here are 15 of the most interesting and expensive items sorted by category. You want to do the first
well,
few?
They should be. So they're actually seem to me like they're in a order of the value, which starts at the top at the most, and we should start at the bottom with the smallest.
Okay, let's start at number 15 then.
Boy Scout Air Scout Ace Type 1. I don't know what that is. It's some Boy Scout collectible.
Right.
It sold for $27,000.
Superman number 1. Remember that? The first Superman comic book.
Superman, man.
Sold for $27,950. That'll show your mother for throwing away things.
Yeah. Stupid mother.
Number 13.
Leroy Neiman Original Oil called The Skateboarder sold for $29,000.
1979 Opeachy Hockey Wayne Gretzky Rookie RC number 18 Gem Mint for $29,701. That's a sports trading card, by the way.
Number 11, a 2016 Freedom Concession Pizza Trailer for $31,000.
Pizza trailer.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering cards lot collection sold for $32,201 in the toy collection.
Yeah, I picked up a binder filled with those a couple years ago for like a dollar at Savers, and I put them away somewhere. I should take them
out. You better take them out.
They're probably not worth, they're probably worthless.
But you don't know.
You don't know. Number 9, a Hermes Miel Brown Shiny Crocodile Porosus 35 centimeter palladium Birkin handbag. A Hermes Birkin handbag. And that sold for, this was a deal, $38,000.
Yeah.
This thing sell for $100,000 up.
Okay.
Man, turn that
Take
over.
Me to eBay. I'll get one for $38.
Yeah, you can flip it.
Yeah. Four Carolina Panthers lifetime season ticket ownership rights and lot one parking. $43,500.
Number 7 was a 2016 Ironman World Championship slot. The 2016 entry for $45,300.
Number 6 on the 15 most expensive items for today, for 2016 actually. 37 1-ounce 2016 American Gold Eagle Bullion Coins sold for $48,996.
Number 5 was a Tiffany & Company Platinum Round Diamond Solitaire Ring. It was 3.09 carats. It had number 1 VS1 clarity, and it sold for 60,000 buckos.
Number 4 is Patek Philippe Grand Complications, a Calatrava Pilot. I guess that's a watch.
It's a watch, yeah.
$64,995.
The number 3 is a piece of business and industrial equipment. It's an excavator, a 2014 Kubota model. It sold for $85,000.
Number 2 on the list is a Lamborghini. Oh, Griff, you need this.
Nah.
Aventador two-door convertible sold for $659,800.
And number 1 for 2016 was a power lunch with Warren Buffett. The proceeds benefited the Glide charity in San Francisco, and that sold for $3.45 million.
And thanks to Warren Buffett for that, by the way.
Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, that's a good thing that he does.
I hear he's a smart investor.
Yeah, really. I'd like to have lunch with him. So 15 most expensive items for 2016 on eBay. So you can sell anything on eBay, really. You can. Want to mention something really quick before we go into our next hour, that when it comes to e-commerce, legislators have immense power. We know that, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
If you sell online, you're probably already aware that legislators can affect your bottom line and even threaten your company's very existence by creating unfair commerce policies. And that's where eBay Main Street comes in. The best way to protect yourself and your e-commerce business? Make your voice heard in those halls of power. Sign up for eBay Main Street. Last year, 656,221 Main Street members sent 448,486 letters to their legislators via ebaymainstreet.com's Action Center. So it's really easy, Griff. If you go and you sign up at eBay Main Street and you put in your zip code, it tells you who your legislators are and makes it easy for you to just do a few clicks and you can send email to them right there. So this is something that we are asking all eBayers to really do and to voice your concerns about the tax situation and a lot of other things. So go and join eBay Main Street. Very important. Griff, you keep up on all that stuff, right?
I do my best. It's not easy. I have a memory like a sieve.
It seems that they get off on other things, which is a good thing. And, yeah. And they kind of leave that by the wayside a little bit in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because so far the bad thing hasn't happened. So
fingers crossed. This open phone segment and the end of hour two was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Coming up in our third hour, eBay branded shipping supplies. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at CrazyLister.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.